This is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, May 19th. I'm Audrey McCabe. The 2026 legislative session has wrapped up, with lawmakers passing bills on everything from school funding to labor rights. Join us this Thursday, May 21st, from 6 to 7 p.m. for a special live call-in show with reporters from the Colorado Capital News Alliance. We'll break down what the new laws mean for Coloradans, and we'll take your questions live on the air. That's Thursday, May 21st, from 6 to 7 p.m. The Paonia Board of Trustees has voted unanimously to dismantle the Verkata security camera system that the previous board had embraced just months earlier. According to the High Country Spotlight, the board discussed the situation at length before reaching a decision to end the contract with Mitchell & Company, which sold the Verkata system to the town last summer. The contract was for 3 years and cost $53,000. Trustees agreed that the termination should be completed within 30 days. The mayor confirmed that the town will lose the money spent on the contract, but the cameras and other hardware may be sold to recoup some of it. The camera to monitor the ballot box at the front of Paonia Town Hall belongs to the county and will not be removed. In other news out of Paonia, the town is notifying residents that bear activity has been spotted in the area. Residents are encouraged to stay alert and take steps to reduce attractants around homes, yards, and neighborhoods. The town is asking residents to keep the community and wildlife safe by putting trash out only on the day of pickup at 8 a.m., bringing pet food indoors, picking ripe fruit and removing fallen fruit off the ground, securing compost piles, and never feeding wildlife. And in Montrose, the long-awaited Veterans Memorial broke ground on Friday. The Montrose Daily Press reports that the memorial was originally to be sited in Cerise Park, but will now be on a bit of land just west of the Montrose Pavilion near the Montrose Botanic Gardens. When complete, the memorial will have informational panels, bricks honoring individual military members, and recognition of all branches of service. Mushrooms present a nutritious, sustainable food source in a warming world. But an expert who recently visited Carbondale says Americans have only scratched the surface of edible fungi's potential. Aspen Public Radio's Michael Finelli has more.
A pound of mushrooms requires less than 2 gallons of water to grow. Compare that to a pound of corn, which takes about 150 gallons, or beef, which needs more than 1,800 gallons. Growing more mushrooms could be a helpful adaptation in a world with dwindling water supplies, says Dr. Gordon Walker.
We in America pretty much eat one species, Agaricus bisporus, and that's what a portobello, a button mushroom, and a cremini is.
Walker is a fungi educator with a popular social media following. He says there are many other species of mushrooms that could be commercially farmed and are in places like China. But Walker says there needs to be more consumer acceptance before those products are financially viable in America. He recommends trying something new from your local farmer's market and learning how to cook it. Or read up on the local foraging here in the Western Slope and go pick your own. For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Michael Finelli.
As part of our continuing coverage of EMS services on the Western Slope, we next head to the west end of Montrose County. The Nuclear Naturita EMS department has a 940 square mile coverage area. The small, mostly volunteer EMS agency serves the communities of Nuclea, Naturita, Paradox, and others in the West End. The area has a population of around 2,000 residents, and the nearest hospital is 2 hours away in Montrose. For KVNF, Laura Palmisano interviews Nuclea, Naturita Chief of EMS Jeff Stevens. He discusses the difficulties the rural and remote EMS agency faces.
What are some of the challenges for EMS in your area?
Getting people to volunteer and funding.
Why is it a challenge to get people to volunteer?
That seems to be a nationwide problem from others that I've talked to. It's just the drive to volunteer seems to be diminishing. I have no explanation for why. I started out as a volunteer. I volunteered for 15 years while working a full-time job.
What are the challenges of being an EMS volunteer?
The time you put into it, especially if you have a full-time job. Like for our department, the big time challenge is the transport distances we have to do. We don't have a hospital nearby, so our transports are 2 hours in any direction, which results in one call taking 5 to 6 hours.
Where's your nearest hospital?
The nearest one would be Montrose Regional Health. It's I think 95 miles. It's about a 2 hour drive. And second to that, we use Grand Junction St. Mary's or Community Hospital in Grand Junction, which is 110 miles.
That's quite a distance to have to travel to transport patients. What do you do when it's a call, a basic EMT can't service?
We would call for help, like if a basic had a call for a heart attack, for example, and we had no advanced heart care in the area. They would call Norwood, which is 20 miles away, that would send over either an ambulance or a ACLS provider to help out. We call it mutual aid. They do the same. They call us for help, we call them for help.
When you live in such a remote area, why are mutual aid agreements with other counties and EMS services vital?
Because of the remoteness, we have to rely on each other. The other challenge we face is the lack of communications. We live in canyons, and when we get down into canyons, there is no cell, no radio, or anything. So we have to be able to rely on people doing their job well and others nearby. An example of that would be if we're going to Grand Junction, we go up Highway 141 through Gateway. If we needed additional help, we could call on Gateway to come in and help, which we did yesterday during our climber rescue.
I recall in a previous conversation, you mentioned you and your wife can't take vacation. Can you elaborate on why that is?
We primarily do most of the responses. Our other providers, like one of the other AMTs, lives in Norwood and she comes in maybe once a month to take calls. And the other one is a retired physician's assistant who has a dual residency. He lives in Texas and he'll live here for a while. So he's not in the area a lot, but Tanya and I are in the area a lot. So we do the primary bulk of the work.
So what does that mean for you personally and how it affects your life?
Well, I don't get to see my grandkids much. I'd like to see more of them if I could.
So basically, you can't leave town.
No, we really shouldn't. We've got a responsibility to this community.
And why bear the brunt of that responsibility?
Somebody's got to do it.
How do you not get burned out?
You find something that relaxes your brain, a hobby, hopefully a good habit. Stay away from bad things like alcohol and drugs and, try to keep a clean head.
What would be the biggest help for EMS in your area?
Better funding, the pay for the calls, in addition to that is a tax-based mill levy is too low. We're needing more funding.
Have you considered what some other nearby communities have done, like take Hinsdale County, where they have a lodging tax fee that they recently increased and have a portion of that money going towards EMS?
So they considered the lodging tax, and the one major motel that we had in the area was just bought out by a large hotel chain and converted it to living quarters so they could put their staff for the construction of a new hotel in Telluride. So they're going to staff their employees that are going to be doing the construction on this new hotel in Telluride in our former motel. So we really don't have a lot of lodging here. So a lodging tax wouldn't work. We have talked to other agencies, one in particular being Grand Junction, that has given us some really good ideas on improving our funding.
What are some of those options?
A mill levy increase, which taxpayers don't like, but they might explain the necessity of it, would be one. Increasing our fire district boundaries would help with PILT money, payment in lieu of taxes for public lands. We try to stay out of relying on grant money and stuff like that for funding. We use it occasionally, but you can't rely on it because it's not always there.
How would you call out to your community to help?
Help us help you.
And what does that mean to you?
Just to understand when we ask for an increase in the mill levy, and if you've got a minute to spare, come volunteer and help us out.
Because EMS services are vital?
EMS services are vital. Our state just recognized that. It saves lives.
That was Nuclea Naderita Chief of EMS Jeff Stevens speaking to Laura Palmisano. That's your KBNF Regional Newscast. Thanks for listening. I'm Audrey McCabe.